Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Quell trying to get to third. Hoag throws the ball into Hefner, who relays the ball to Clift, who tags Quell for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Judnick moves to third. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strange for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hogue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. Swift moves to third. It's 6-0, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wieland now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Swift scores. Kennedy moves to third. One out. It's 7-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Browns. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kennedy. Tresh moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Turner now catching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Hoag moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-1, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-1 in the game. Wieland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoog. QL reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoog, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Krivic scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Browns. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 9-5, Browns. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosenthal moves to second. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. McNair moves to third. It's 9-6, Browns. Moose Salters pinch hits for Ed Wieland. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoag scores. Swift moves to third. It's 10-6, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Krivic moves to second. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for Orville Grove. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Silvestri reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. It's 10-8, Browns. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Silvestri scores. It's 10-9, Browns. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.